This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Don't you always want to be the best you can be?
The Frankie Boyer Show.
What is this?
It's more than a lifestyle show. It's a show about living in today's world.
I think something is happening.
Frankie enthusiastically brings an amazing, eclectic mix to the airwaves.
You got that right.
One of the reasons she's earned legions of loyal fans, very simple. When you listen to the Frankie Boyer Show, you just never know what's going to happen next. So listen for yourself. Here is Frankie Boyer.
And welcome. It is so nice to have you. This is Cannabis Talk, A to Z, an educational odyssey. And if you've been listening to this show, you know that there is a regular. I do have regulars. I have my faves. And Mark Goldman is one of them. He is managing partner and media relations specialist at Goldman McCormick PR. And they are Bicoastal Public Relations Agency, specializing in traditional media placement, law, finance, health, big pharma, business, authors, cannabis business, and so much more. And welcome, 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 as always.
Such
Mark
a pleasure
Goldman.
To be here. Thank you.
So we have a lot of stories to cover, which we always do. Let's begin, though, because Mark does our business roundup, and we do it on the cannabis show as well. So what's some of the breaking news? What are some of the big stories happening in the world of cannabis today?
We have so many amazing stories. I'm so excited to be here today. The first story is hemp operators interested in federal checkoff program, a new survey says, Frankie. So a clear majority of hemp farmers and processors support establishing a federal program to promote the crop, according to a new survey by two industry groups, which is fantastic. They didn't ask me if they would have. I would have gave my thumbs up as well. But not everyone supports paying for it. The National Industrial Hemp Council and the Hemp Industries Association polled their members late last year, Frankie, on the question of having a checkoff program, joining a dozen or so U.S. agriculture commodities that already have one. Nearly 8 of 10 hemp growers and processors favor a checkoff program. 6 out of 10 farmers, Frankie, and processors surveyed support paying a fee for the program. The USDA, which approves or denies checkoff programs, has said it will not institute one for hemp unless stakeholders, at all levels are on the supply chain are in favor. So, let's hope this gets done. Let's hope more farmers pay into this because we need to promote the hemp crop overall. Very, very important thing.
Very important. I agree with you. Absolutely. And we've talked extensively on this program and on my BizTalk radio program about the economics, the numbers. It's dollars and cents, Mark, and it makes a lot of sense. No pun intended.
But I'm pumped here all week.
To have hemp be a part of our economy. Because it's a win-win for everybody. There were no losers in this conversation. There were no losers.
Absolutely. You know what? We should also just mention to the listeners that don't know what a checkoff program is. Checkoff programs, Frankie, they're essentially government-created commodity research and promotion enterprises, right? So at their simplest, they work with collecting funds through taxes on commodity producers, farmers, and ranchers, and then funnel their dollars into research and or advertising for that specific commodity. So that's really what a checkoff program is. If people are wondering, what's this guy talking about?
Yeah, yeah. By the way, I just got breaking news, which I will share with everyone. The natural products industry, which is a huge, huge supporter of the hemp industry, and not always, by the way. They were not always, which is so ironic, but they are today. Years later, they are today. They just announced that Expo West, which is the largest U.S. trade show, natural products trade show, I think in the world, but at least in this country, about 85 to 90,000 people go to Anaheim, California, every March. And this year, last year because of the pandemic, it was canceled right before. And the Hemp Forum, which is like days of education and exhibits and, oh my gosh, so many fabulous fun events, educational events, got, of course, canceled last year. This year it got postponed until the end of May, and notice just came out today that they're foregoing it altogether. It's going to be virtual, and now what they're going to do is just roll everything and hope that by September for Expo East, they'll have one big, huge event, including all of the information about hemp. So yet another disruption.
If you've never been to one of these, they're fantastic. I was at the Hemp Industrial Association's event a few years ago. Checked out all the booths, met a lot of cool people, and
yeah, it's fabulous.
It's a fantastic
fabulous
place to be and to network.
Yes, 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 yes. So hopefully, all of us will get back to that at some point. And I was just saying this morning with my walk with my friends, I miss that part of my life so badly. I miss my trade shows. But anyway, but the point though is that hemp is still growing, hemp is still evolving, and we are starting to see industrial hemp become a major conversation with economy.
Now let me ask you a question, Frankie. Do you have any
yes.
hemp creams that you utilize, or do you wear any hemp clothing or products at all?
Absolutely. I just got a gift this week. Funny you should say this. My good friend Rico from Michigan sent me two organic, fabulous T-shirts, by the way. Oh, my gosh. They just fit and they look and feel so different than a regular T-shirt with organic hemp fabric in them. They're just wonderful.
You know what? I kind of feel like we need a Frankie Boyer Cannabis A to Z T-shirt made out of hemp, don't you?
I think that's a great idea. We have to figure out how to get those made and start giving them out. I love that idea. Let's put that on the agenda. Okay, we've got to put that on the agenda. But we've got a lot more stories. Hey, this one is absolutely, what's happening in Michigan is absolute. I just can't even believe. Is this a real story, Mark?
You know what? This is 100% a real story, and we were just talking about Michigan, so Let's go there again. A Michigan marijuana dispensary, Frankie, is offering a free joint to anyone who gets a COVID-19 vaccine. I think, you know, a lot of people in Michigan who were maybe anti-vaxxers are now going to say, you know what? Yeah, it's okay. We'll get the shot. We'll get the vaccine. It's fine, right? So, pardon me. So last year brought many lows and few highs, as you know, to marijuana dispensaries in Michigan.
And they're all hoping to change that.
So to help stem the coronavirus pandemic, Greenhouse of Wild Lake in Michigan is offering a free pre-rolled joint to anyone who comes in with a COVID-19 vaccine. So what they're calling it, which I love, Frankie, is the Pots for Shots promotion is a joint effort, ba-dum-bum, with U-Bake Cannabis Company, which has provided the pre-rolled joints, pardon me. It started recently and runs through the end of February, so the end of this month. So make sure if you're in Michigan in that area, you want a free joint, get in right away. Anyway, to get the free weed, all you have to do is provide a vaccination and proof of vaccination, and they'll give you a free joint. It's a win-win situation.
I love it. What a great story that is.
What we need to do now is take a road trip to Michigan with our Frankie Boyer shirts on.
Okay. The next story you have, South Dakota governor plans to delay medical cannabis. What's up with this?
This is absolutely outrageous. So the South Dakota governor, Kristi Noem, this past week promised she would honor the will of voters to legalize pot for medical use, which is great, but not that soon. She wants another year to think about it. The Republican governor announced a plan to delay legalization of medical marijuana until July 1st, 2022, which is a long time away, as we all know, saying she did not have enough time to study the issue and implement a program. Medical cannabis, Frankie, was supposed to be legalized on July 1st, like I said, of this year after voters passed a ballot initiative in November. The slow walk was a second setback this week. Pro-pot groups in the state, after a judge just this week, struck down a voter-passed constitutional amendment that would have legalized regional pot. So the governor is a strong opponent of recreational pot legalization, which he pushed, you know, she's pushing the lawsuit and she's pushing this back. You know what? She should not have put this on her to-do list or, you know, run on this issue if she wasn't going to do it.
1 minute.
I have a question about that, and I'll ask you when we come back, but I'm sure they're going to fight this, because when people put an initiative out there, I think they have every right to have that initiative. Although, now that I say that, it was delayed here in Massachusetts, too, so I don't know what the legalities are. So we'll come back to that. We have to take a quick break. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Joining us today is none other than Mark Goldman, and we're just doing our biz roundup and what's happening in the world of cannabis and hemp. So stay tuned. We'll be back in just a moment. I'm Frankie Boyer.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, the shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
And welcome back. It's Frankie Boyer. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. And joining me today, of course, is our good friend of the show. And we've been working together forever and ever. And we go back, my gosh, early days of radio. Mark Goldman is with me, of course, and he's a managing partner and media relations specialist at Goldman McCormick, PR. And I wanted to, we're talking about some of the breaking news stories, the things that are happening in the world today. And before we go back to the story in South Dakota, have you bought anything made of hemp lately as well, Mark Goldman?
Absolutely. You know, I forgot where I was the other day, but I bought some cream made of hemp and also some sort of sanitizer for my hands.
Nice.
I love.
Yeah, nice. Yeah.
I can't remember the product names, but they're fantastic. They're and I recommend highly that everybody goes out there and get some hemp products and help the farmers out.
Absolutely. And I bake and I put hemp seeds in everything that I make because they're so high in the omegas and they're really good for you. And guess what? They have fiber. So they'll burn calories. I just love anything with hemp. So I'm a big proponent of hemp oil, of hemp seeds, hemp butter. Have you ever had hemp butter?
I have. It's fantastic, right?
It's really creamy and yummy. It's very, very nice. Very, very nice.
Absolutely.
So can this Governor Christie, can she from South Dakota, can she postpone the sale for
you know
right
what?
Now?
It seems like if you're a governor, you could do whatever you like, whenever you want. So I guess so. You know, right now she's going to...
Yeah.
Delay the legalization, pardon me, until 2022. I'll tell you what, if I voted for her, I'd be very, very angry because this is one of the major issues that she was running on.
Oh, yeah, that I would be very upset as well. Well, maybe
you know
we
not
can
only
have...
upset because I wanted recreational pot, blah, blah, blah. I'd be upset because my town or my city was not making the tax dollars. And, you know, a lot
That's
of these
right, the
towns and cities really need these tax dollars right now.
Absolutely.
So I'd be very, very upset.
Yeah, I would be too. And, hey, what's happening in New York State? What's going on with the legalization? Where are you guys? Do you know?
I do know, and I cannot wait, and I'm going to have a huge party if and when this actually does happen. So, once again, there's a proposal, Frankie, to legalize recreational marijuana in the state of New York. A Western New Yorker lawmaker is one of the leading voices on this issue, pardon me. There are a few reasons why this is gearing up to be New York approves legalization of marijuana for adult recreational use, and let's make sure it's only adult recreational use. One reason is a state huge deficit. The Cuomo administration, which is Cuomo, Governor Andrew Cuomo, estimates it would generate $350 million in revenue, but it would not be immediate. So the New York State Bar Association Cannabis Committee, they're wishing that this would happen right away because really it's for money. Another reason is that many states and Canada have legalized recreational marijuana for adults. And, of course, you know, New Jersey and Canada, they're very, very close to New York. There are two bills right now at play. The state legislators have a bill called the Marijuana Regulation Taxation Act, or also known as MRTA. People can't remember that. It's a standalone bill, meaning lawmakers vote yes or no, right? So the governor's proposal in the Cannabis Regulation Taxation Act, or the CRTA, is tied into the budget. Why both bills, Frankie, call for legalization of adult use of marijuana, one of the biggest differences is, I guess, the tax structure, right? So under the CRTA, according to the various legislators and assembly people up there, there are three levels of taxes. The first tier is a tax from the wholesaler to the retailer. The second tier is a tax from the retailer to the consumer. And the third tier is local and sales taxes. Bottom line is they need to make recreational use in New York State legal, because if not, we'll get it elsewhere. And we really need the money in New York State. As a New Yorker, $350 million in tax revenue would be amazing from marijuana, recreational marijuana usage for adults. I'll tell you what, at this point, if we got $5 in taxes, for marijuana use, it would be great. The governor really needs to turn around this state, in my opinion, and this is the way to do it.
I absolutely agree with you. I think, you know, this revenue portion, as we are in the midst of COVID, is the salvation. And I know a lot of people do not want to hear that, but it's the truth. And talking about the truth, you want to hear a story. Oh, my gosh. You have a story for us about what has happened in Colorado. And we all know that in the year 2014, Colorado made cannabis recreational. Tell us, I feel like we need a drum roll for this. What
I kind of feel that too, but I'll go without it. You know what?
Let me do the drum roll.
Okay.
Blah, blah, blah. Okay, drum roll is, the number is...
$10 billion in recreational marijuana has now been sold in Colorado, fueled by strong 2020 sales. And if anybody in New York State is listening, they should be listening to this story. Right, Frankie?
Absolutely. 20 with a B. $10 billion in recreational marijuana has now been sold in Colorado.
Right? So, and that's since recreational pot started being sold, like you said earlier, in 2014, according to new monthly figures released. The total 2020 sales hit $2.19 billion, up sharply from $1.75 billion in all of 2009, according to the state. Sales in December alone, Frankie, were $186.34 million. I mean, this is a nutty story, and I'm laughing because every state really should be doing this. Statewide sales since cannabis retailers opened in 2014 reached $9.98 billion in December, meaning that was the addition of January and partial February sales. Colorado, has likely far surpassed the $10 billion mark. The state said January 2021 sales translated to just under $35 million in state tax and fee revenues. This is gargantuan. Monthly total sales slightly lag reports of tax revenues deposited within the state. Tax and free revenue collected since 2014 now totals about $1.63 billion, the state says. This is outrageous. And you know what? How they make all this money, Frankie, is fantastic. Marijuana stores collect 2.9% sales tax, 15% as a dedicated marijuana retail sales tax, and 15% excess tax on wholesale sales or transfers of retail marijuanas. Fees also come in from licensing and application charges. Cities often add local sales taxes of more than 20%. They're making a ton of money here. This is ridiculous. Every state in the United States should be doing this. This is really a no-brainer. It's not leading to more crime. It's leading to less crime. So every governor should be listening to the Frankie Boyer program right now and say we need to legalize adult recreational marijuana.
Absolutely. Boy, that is what a note to end our segment. We couldn't get to everything, but that's why this is so fun, because we always get to such
we
good stuff.
Do.
We never do. Yeah, it's okay, though. Mark Goldman, thank you so much for bringing us all the cutting news and information in the world of cannabis / CBD / hemp. Always appreciate it. And
have a beautiful high day.
I knew you were going to say that. I just had a feeling today you were going to say that.
Mm-hmm.
Give us the best website, please, for you and more information about Goldman McCormick PR.
GoldmanMcCormick.com. Say it with me. GoldmanMcCormick.com.
We'll be back in just a moment. Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer. Stay tuned.
With all the CBD offerings today, how do you choose the best one? My name is John R. Taylor, and I've been a naturopath for over 20 years, formulating high-quality natural supplements. When I launched my Core Hemp CBD product several years ago, I used all my years of experience to produce the best possible CBD products. Core Hemp will satisfy all the rules of choosing a quality CBD product. Core Hemp is non-GMO, blended and bottled in the USA. Not an isolate or synthetic. I only use full-spectrum hemp oil. 500 milligrams of CBD at 1 milligram per drop. Third-party testing so you know what you're getting. 100% hemp, no MCTs, no coconut oil or olive oil. We have both an oral CBD oil and a topical, plus one just for pets. To learn more about Core Hemp products, go to core-hemp.com and use the coupon code HEMP2020 for a 15% discount on your entire purchase.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Oh,
back. It's Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer. And joining us now, we welcome to the program Dr. Brent Davis. And in Nashville, y'all, so nice to have you with us today, Doctor. And as someone who has been specializing in botanicals and natural solutions and whole person living and how we function in the world, tell us your journey into this world of CBD slash cannabis.
Yeah, it's an interesting progression. Good to be with you today again. Enjoyed our last visit.
It's been a while. Yeah, I think a couple of years.
Yeah, it has. In 1981, I began producing the first high-quality fresh plant herbal extracts of Echinacea. It was a remarkable thing a few years before Echinacea started getting famous, and did that for many years. That little herbal company still is around, providing great, great products for health professionals. Then I entered a period of 15 years from 2000 to 2015 where really dedicated my life to traveling around the world preparing extracts from living flowers. So that was something called Floralive, the Floralive Transformational Therapy. And then in 2017, a friend of mine who was president of the Hemp Industries Association in Tennessee started talking to me about what we called then industrial hemp. You know, hemp that was being grown with low amounts of THC, the psychoactive part, and high amounts of CBD. And I hadn't ever paid attention to that because early in my career, in fact, I wrote a paper in 1985 talking about the problems from high THC accumulation in the body. You know, I ended up, when I was in California, treating a whole bunch of people that were smoking a lot of pot. And I found lots of problems, very often primarily neurological, neuromuscular. So I had a negative predisposition toward marijuana and toward cannabis. But when I started getting a hold of the plant material, I took it to my factory laboratory. I have a three-day-a-week practice, and then I do my functioning at the company the other days. And I took really high-quality hemp, industrial hemp, which means that it has less than 0.3% of THC, very low, you know, amount of THC, so it's not psychoactive. I started making all different kinds of extracts.
Let's just make sure people understand, without the psychoactivity, that means you won't get high. And I always make that distinction because as educated as we are, there are many people out there that still are not. So I just want people to understand you're talking about a product that will never, ever, no matter how much you consume, get you high.
That's right. And so it's very safe. We'll talk a little bit about one other concern, but the concern is never about whether you'll get high, because you won't. Not on these products that meet the federal standards for, you know, 0.3%. All right. So,
yes.
That's good. So I made, you know, we're experts in alcoholic extraction. I did that, what are called galenicals, the old way of making herbal extracts. And I tried the stuff clinically. I'm trained in evaluating how things affect the physiology. I have this training in applied kinesiology. So I started looking to see if it did much, and it really didn't. I wasn't impressed. So then I started ordering brand-leading products, because I, you know, was pretty dedicated to learning how useful this stuff would be. And I ordered all the brand leaders, and I found out that they're being made with pharmaceutical-grade equipment, which is, and we got a big train coming by my office here. Hopefully that doesn't mess up. So the pharmaceutical-grade technologies at that time were what are called CO2, supercritical CO2, which is liquid CO2, a gas, but it's compressed into a liquid. And then it's run in an extractor, and it's pressure manipulated and temperature manipulated. And long story short, at the end of it, you get a thick paste, which is high in CBD, and that is what's being produced commercially. That same thing is now being done with alcohol extractors. So 99.9% of all the companies out there are producing these thick concentrated pastes by either CO2 extraction or alcohol extraction. So I got a hold of those from the best companies, and I started testing them. And I found something very interesting, which is they did seem to have activity, and I found this on patients that were, you know, already using this stuff. They were already using these different products. They had beneficial activities for a period of time, and then when patients brought them in, they would tell me this. They would say, you know, this stuff helped me for a couple of months, and then I didn't really notice anything. And it didn't matter whether it was CO2 extracted or alcohol extracted. It was the same story. So when we came up at my company with a different way of doing this, which, by the way, I'm not bashful about saying it. I get revelatory dreams. I mean, that's happened throughout history. You know, people see stuff.
Yeah.
I got a dream, and it showed me the equipment and the way to do this. And we started making this different kind of a hemp extract, and lo and behold, it, when the other stuff stopped working, this continued working. So that's our, you know, that's our real, we feel, a big contribution to hemp extracts. It's a different way of
making it. And what's the company called? What's the company called? Tell everybody what the name of the company is.
Yeah, it's Heaven Sent Hemp, and it's like sent from heaven, S-E-N-T. So it's heavensenthemp.com. Yeah, and so here's something that's on that website that is really, really useful, and I want to get this because your show especially, you've got a lot of people, you know, that are dealing in this hemp arena. This is a request that I'm asking of everybody, is do something based on, for those of us that are old enough to remember, the Coke-Pepsi challenge. When Pepsi was trying to, fight off Coke and get people to pay attention, they did this clever thing on TV back in the day.
I loved it, yes.
You remember that? It was,
yeah,
the Pepsi challenge. So I created something called the Hemp Challenge. And based on that concept, which is, take any CBD product that is out there, it doesn't matter what the brand is, any high quality brand, and do what you see me doing on the homepage of the Heaven Sent app. It's a little video there. There's one 10 minutes long and there's one 4 minutes long. And this was produced for doctors to help them neurologically test whether the hemp product that they're using is highly bioactive or not. And if it doesn't do what you see on that video, it's not got the greatest amount of biological activity, all right? And it's as simple as that. It's actually a pretty cool way of telling you. But the important caveat is it doesn't mean that the product that fails that test doesn't mean that it's no good at all. What it seems to mean is that it built up the endocannabinoid. This is kind of complicated, but these are the chemicals that our own body produces. And under severe stress, those chemicals become depleted.
Right.
And it looks like the high-quality average CO2 and alcoholic extractors are making products, as long as they have good lab analysis, and, you know, you see that this stuff is in there. It seems that those products build up that deficiency for a while, and then they stop working. And our product appears to be continuing to work after that. That's the deal.
I love it. I love it. So what you're talking about is our endocannabinoid system. And you have a test to see whether the products are still effective and efficient?
Yeah. In other words, it's a neuromuscular test. And, you know, when you look into the literature that came out of the British company that did all the work and all the people that did, you know, 2 decades almost of research, the clear thing, and the 2003 patent, I guess, or 2003 or 4, from the U.S. government, which is very strange, but what that shows is clearly the cannabinoids in hemp activate and help the nervous system. They're called neuroprotective. So that is not, you know, that surely wasn't my discovery, but what my discovery was is that even though in a laboratory and with animal and cell culture experiments, those results are absolutely true, they may not be true to the fullest extent depending on the way that the product is extracted. And I think that's a huge discovery.
That's very huge. When we come back, we have to take a quick break. When we come back, will you share with us your honest opinion? Are there some people that should never, ever use CBD? And I'm going to let you answer that when we come back from break. We're talking
sure.
to Dr. Brent Davis. Chief Science Officer for Heaven Sent Hemp. Heaven Sent Hemp, and he's a regenerative natural medicine doc in Nashville. We're so thrilled to have him right here on Cannabis Talk, A to Z, an educational odyssey. And take his test. It's on that website, Heaven, and it's S-E-N-T, Heaven Sent Hemp. And we'll be back in just a moment right here with Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk. Stay tuned.
Don't be stressed out or anxious. Take Hempanol, the only raw CO2 hemp extract available. It's 100% organic with wild oregano P73 extract. You might have heard about CBD, but there's no comparison. Hempanol has the power and potency you need to support your nervous system, stay calm and focused, and maintain a healthy immune system. Unlike other CBD oils, Hempanol contains the full spectrum of phytocannabinoids. Take Hempanol and feel great. And if you suffer from insomnia and can't seem to get that full night's rest, try Hempanol PM. Hempanol PM is specifically formulated to get you the rest you need without feeling sluggish when you wake. It's non-addictive, completely natural, and leaves you feeling energetic and ready to take on the day. To place your order, to find out where to find Hempanol in your area, call 1-800-243-5242. 800-243-5242. Or visit us at oregano.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Welcome back. It is Cannabis Talk Agency, an educational odyssey. I'm Frankie Boyer. We're in the middle of a conversation with Dr. Brent Davis, who does regenerative natural medicine. He's a holistic chiropractor in Nashville, chief science officer for a company called Heaven Sent Hemp. Very cool concept of the way in which you came about the testing, the product line. And I asked you a loaded question before we went to break. Is there anyone that really and truly will not benefit from using CBD or cannabis, in your opinion?
That's a good question. And a lot of times when all the manufacturers out there are paying for the information, you know, nobody ever says anything negative. And so if, as you're a doctor, though, when you see stuff, and so I can tell you, yeah, there are some cases where you have to be careful. So I just say, on average, and I have a boutique practice, meaning I don't see that many patients per week intentionally, because I spend more time with patients. So I don't have hundreds of people per week, but on the basis of several hundred people that I've seen that we do hemp analysis, you know, to see if it'll help them, I'm saying 5 to 10% of patients, and these are people that I've really, you know, examined carefully, and I do this neuromuscular testing. They do not respond positive to any form of hemp, any form of oral or roll-on hemp. Doesn't matter what the brand is, okay, ours or anyone else's. So there seems to be some group between 5 to 10% of the people that for some reason genetic or potential allergic response is something in the cannabis plant. They just don't, it doesn't do anything for them, okay? So it's a waste of money. But if that's true, and 90% of the population benefits, it's absolutely unheard of that any herbal substance would help that many people, all right? So the small percentage that don't respond, most of the time don't experience anything. It just doesn't help them. But there's a very small percentage that I've seen, maybe 1 in 100, 1 in 250, I don't know. I don't know the numbers. But very small percentage that can have a pretty strong allergic reaction. And if people know that they have really strong, or if anybody has a history of anaphylaxis, you know, there are some of the people that have to carry EpiPens, that would be the people that I would say, pay attention. You know, if you take this stuff, be in a space where, you know, if you need to use a remedial measure to help yourself with, you know, an anti-inflammatory or something, you can. But it's a very small percentage of people, but I think there is some percentage that, you know, shouldn't take it.
All right, that's a fair answer. Appreciate that. So when you employ the CBG extracts in your clinical practice, what kind of patients seem to benefit the most from them?
Well, there are many things, but I would say there's the three big areas. Neuromuscular repair. And this, again, our stuff seems to work more strongly, but we use it. I found it, and there's a, somewhere on the website up there under videos, there's a picture of me on my farm just having had a severe lumbar disc syndrome and applying this stuff after I fell down in my house, putting it on my back and getting outside within 5 minutes and then undergoing 3 hours of intense work after I had a back-breaking lumbar. I mean, it was insane. I'd never had anything like that in my life. So we use the roll-on for when I see these disc syndromes. As a chiropractor, people come in with bad structural stuff. So amazing when you use it topically, you know, our stuff. It's crazy. So that's one thing. The other thing is oral drops tend to, and there's a lot of literature on this, they tend to support recovery of inflammation from the intestinal tract. You know, so people that are prone toward inflammatory bowel disease or so on, they tend to get, you know, help from that. And then the other third thing is sleep. You know, people that have taken tryptophan and, you know, all kinds of stuff that have been out there for the last 20, 30 years, and they're still not responding. If you get the right kind of a hemp extract, it can help them a lot with sleep. So those are three things. And of course, the biggest thing that should be headlining everywhere is getting people off of opioids. You know?
Oh, yes.
And I have had a few. I mean, I don't specialize in that kind of a practice, which normally is prescription medication, but I do have people that come in here and they go, you know what? We just are in pain. We don't want to use the opioids. You know, can we do something? And most of the time, yes. Most of the time it works really well.
Do you think we are still, I know that we're still in the beginning stages. I mean, people still to this day are not really sure about CBD. There's still a lot of questions. There's still tremendous amount of reservation just for CBD. I'm not even talking about cannabis right now, CBD.
Right.
Do you see that with guidelines coming down from the FDA that they've been waiting forever? It's been a few years now since the hearings and people reported. Do you see any kind of, because one of the problems that I see, and this is something that I'm sure you come across all the time in your practice, doctor, is that people don't know how to use the product. There's just nothing that explains what your sweet spot, where your sweet spot is. How do you explain this? Take it until you have the sweet spot. Well, people don't get what that is.
Right. And there's many, many, it's too complex. We talk about, you know, doing another interview because it's a long, long answer. But the short answer is, unfortunately, people are educated by the companies that have the most money to spend on marketing. And the companies that have the most money to spend on marketing are not the best. They're not making the best products necessarily. Okay. And so people aren't getting, like this interview, you know, I'm trying to speak just based on actual, you know, experience and outcome. And the whole model for the last 42 years that I've been doing practice is, you know, if it's got more milligrams, then it's got to be better. Okay. So if I'm going to buy an extract and spend $150 and for an ounce, and it has 2,500 milligrams of CBD in it, that's going to have to be better than the stuff ours. For example, my company, we have 600 milligrams of CBD. And the fact is, it's not better. Because if it's made by an inferior process, or it's just not a good company, you can buy 2,500 milligrams for, what, $40, $50, and people go, hey, man, that's a great value. I'm getting 2,500 milligrams for only $50.
Yeah.
This whole company's charging.
I know. This is why I'm going to have you back. We will do a full hour. We'll get into dosing and all of that. It's so critical. It's so important. Dr.
Yep.
Brent Davies, thank you so much. Give the website, please, and have everybody take the test that's on his website. Go ahead and give it out.
Thanks.
Go ahead. What's the website?
HeavenSentHemp.com, and that's like sent from heaven, S-E-N-T.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, and thank all of you. This has been another edition of Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day, everybody, and as always, smile.
When there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.